This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
I've got to be pleased because at the end of it, 11.5 is a reasonable weight, but unfortunately the chances are we will go up because one or two of the top horses won't run, but we're 11 pounds higher than last year handicap-wise, and we're carrying about 9, 10 pounds, well, slightly 11 pounds more than what we did last year as well. So, you know, I'm happy. I mean, at the end of it, he deserves to be there.
Is he 9, 10, whatever pounds better than he is 12 months ago? Where do you assess his form?
It's hard to assess, really. I mean, he's probably not, but I mean, he does seem to love Aintree, and he's run there twice now and he's really enjoyed it. He carried 11-12 in the Beecher Chase, which anchored him. We all thought, I think, he was going to win at the second last. Mind you, we thought that in the Grand National as well, so there's nothing we can do about it. And I have to say that if God's on our side, we go very well.
It is a very different race, though. So carrying top weight now, with the nature of the race and the sort of class, this is, as you say, Aintree, horses for courses. You shouldn't be dispirited.
You should never be dispirited. And the other thing is that the weights are compressed. So the bottom weight will most probably only have about 10.5, 10.6. And while that's, you know, we're giving a stone away or just over, which in the opening and handicap will be a completely different ball game. So, no, I'm very lucky to have the horse and very lucky to have him all being well, getting there in one piece, and we'll go for our best.
And the key is he loves Aintree, and it is still a unique test, even with the modifications. And when you find a horse like Last Samurai, what a privilege.
It's a total privilege to have him. You know, Mick Fitzgerald said he would struggle to jump around, and because of what Mick said, we actually schooled him most probably 10 times more than we should have done. And so I thank Mick actually for what he did say, because I think the benefit we did on that schooling made a very big difference. And you know, he never touched a twig on the two attempts he's been there, so fingers crossed third time round it'll be okay.
What's the plan between now and April the 8th?
Well, he worked this morning and he goes to the Grimthorpe Chase at Doncaster on March the 3rd. So in two weeks on Saturday.
And then, all being well, I mean, for you, if I had plenty of runners in the National, you've won it. It still is a race that hooks you, doesn't it?
It is the greatest race to have a runner in. And it is the one race where, you know, members of my village come out and watch. They wouldn't watch a Gold Cup, they'd watch the Grand National. The purists who want to be there winning the Gold Cup. Winning the Grand National is something that the people's race, as they rightly said, and it's been a fantastic race for British racing on the whole, and we love it.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.